Yes, back in action. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. It's Thursday, July 18th. Happy to have you along for the ride. It's Dave. All the goodies from today's show, all the best moments, the highlight reel of the JDB show. We started out by talking meatloaf, then started spitballing about space. After all, it is Moon Week here in the United States. Frozen and Furious had a little mashup today, and we talked hot activities. A guy who got something on his eyeball that we don't even want to think about. The face app frenzy continues everywhere. Everyone's looking old these days, but there's some face app fears you should have. Little Steven checked in today with us. He has a new album out. Had a great chat with him. And then we all learned a thing or two about the moon landings. We played Moon Fact or Fiction in preparation for Saturday's 50th anniversary of man walking on the moon. Here we go. Enjoy. It is the Daily Podcast.
You know, I get the strangest feeling. I've never said that before. I get the strangest feeling that there are crew members out here. The loaf says this.
Yeah. It's so funny because I started calling him my own little pet name, too, on my weekend show.
What do you call him?
The Marvelous Mr. Meatloaf.
Okay.
Yeah. So I like that. Everybody come up with your own little pet name for him.
Right. New names for Meatloaf because Meatloaf is just not enough. 75 degrees outside right now. Cloudy, humid, showers today. 88, the expected high. It's going to feel like 100. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel better about I know you got your wedding on Saturday, yep. And it's outdoors and all that stuff. They've dropped the temperature.
Sure.
It'll now only feel like 110 instead of the 115.
I'm going to wear a sweater.
It was going to feel like. You're going to wear a sweater.
Yep. Yeah,
a nice cardigan. Be classy.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
David Bowie and Space Oddity. We should do something spatial tomorrow. I've seen that one. Saturday's Moon Day. Right, it's the 50th anniversary of man landing on the moon, and we should do something tomorrow. Do a set, right? Maybe we did do an interview with Buzz Aldrin once,
twice,
right? Twice,
yeah, yes.
Really?
He was on. I remember twice.
Oh, it was a Dancing with the Stars.
Exactly. So I don't know how much space talk we got out of that one.
Because I remember in Dancing in the Stars interview saying to him, "So, what does it feel like being the token old guy on there?" Because they always do that. There's always the token old guy. There's always the person who there's no way in hell this person could dance, right? You know. So
Buzz is a 19-year-old dude on the inside, though.
Oh, I just saw a picture of him. They had all of the guys who are still alive who landed on the moon. Right. And Michael Collins, by the way, looks like a Tennessee Tortoise. Who's Turtle? Who is that guy?
Oh, God. I know who you're talking about.
Charlie Lake used to look like.
Yeah. Don't ask me to come up with that off
right?
the bat.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, he looks like that. He looks like that. You know.
Nice.
But here are all these guys and they're all set up in tuxedos. Everybody's sitting in a tuxedo. And Buzz Aldrin is in this gray suit, right? It's a gray shark skin tuxedo with all kinds of wacky stuff printed all over the jacket, the pants.
Oh, that's great.
And his socks were the right sock was stars and the left sock was stripes.
Oh, I love that, man.
Like,
great American.
He is a fun guy.
Yeah.
He really is a fun guy. So we'll do some space stuff tomorrow for you.
The John DiBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DiBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
It is Vin Diesel's birthday today.
Yes, I knew it. I celebrated it last night.
Did you? Did you get into it early?
Yep, I did a lot of push-ups.
How old is he?
70.
All right. Vin Diesel's actually 51.
Oh, I was close.
He's one of those weird people. It's hard to figure out.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
He could be 40. Strange. He could be 70.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's also Kristen Bell's birthday.
I celebrated that last night.
You did
as
that
well.
Also?
Yes, really? Similar actor.
Kissed a couple vampires.
You did.
That's Kristen Stewart. Wrong one.
Wrong one.
You kissed Dax Shepard.
Yes. Oh, he was a vampire.
I love those two. I really remember when Dax was in.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I remember saying to him, I said, you know what? You can't do anything wrong because America loves your wife. So if you do something wrong, she could cheat on you and people will blame you.
Yeah,
you know?
You're right.
So I was thinking maybe we should celebrate the two of them and, like, you know, what they're known for and put them together.
Okay.
You're almost happy. You never had your car.
The window was open, so's that door. I didn't know they did that anymore. Who knew we owned 8,000 salad plates?
It don't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning's winning.
Cause for the first time in forever.
There are parents hating me right now.
I'm in
He's following me because I just took this car.
Nothing's in my way.
Obviously, the car doesn't belong to me. It's not my style.
Wow, he's got style.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotch is got scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
High temperature, about 88 degrees. It'll feel like 100, but 75 degrees outside at the moment. Speaking of the outside, did you go outside at all yesterday, Cindy?
I did not.
You did not? You stayed in the house all day?
Yes.
What about you two? When you got home, did you spend any time outside?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, with my son.
Yeah.
John, we have 100-foot trees. It's fine no matter what the temperature is.
All right.
I do not have 100-foot trees, so we did not go outside until I left for softball.
Steve has a 100-foot mulch pile.
Yeah.
As we all know.
Mulch is gone. Now it's just wood chips from the tree stump that I have taken
out. Oh, the mulch is gone?
Yeah.
Oh. Really, the mulch is gone?
Yeah, the mulch is gone.
All right, so you don't need the pitchfork I lent you a year ago any longer.
Out it!
It's wrapped for your retirement present.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
When you decide to hang it up, here, John.
Here's your pitchfork.
Enjoy retirement. Right.
And enjoy your American Gothic photo.
All right, that's it.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
So there's a guy in Kentucky who thought that he got sawdust in his eye. Have you heard about this story?
No.
All right. He goes to a sink. He tries to wash it out. He can't wash it out.
It's the worst feeling.
So he goes to an eye doctor because he just can't get rid of this feeling in his eye and finds out that he had a tick attached to his eyeball.
Wait, how did you not see it?
All right. I don't know. But no, here's the guy. Here's the guy talking about it.
I've had ticks on me. You know, I'll hunt and stuff like that. Ticks are so bad this year. We always try to spray down really good. Really didn't think nothing of it. Think it was sawdust or something like that. And the thing of it is, I really didn't want to go to the doctor. And then when the doctor finally come in, he was looking at it. He said, well, I know what's in your eye. He said, it's a tick. And that's when I got scared a little bit. Once he grabbed a hold of it and pulled it off, the tick made the, like a little popping sound when it come off my eye.
No.
You can't spray your eyes. So...
And I love the way you can't spray your eyes. You know, it's just like, yeah, that a good old boy. Just, you know, can't spray your eyes. Just not going to work.
I am a man with something in my eye. I've been looking and it's not a sty. Something's moving, I can feel a kick. I think it's more than just a nervous tick. Stuck in my eye, I've got a tick that's stuck in my eye. Oh no.
Ticks are so bad this year.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
Ridiculous.
MGK.
So yesterday we were having fun with, I'm not sure if you saw them, Cindy, with that new app that takes your face and makes you look older.
I did see it.
All right. Did you put it on your phone?
No.
All right.
I got scared after I saw you guys.
All right. Well, don't. Don't put it on your phone at all. Okay. All right, for two reasons.
Oh, you're sounding
actually,
like
three.
Me now. I know where this is going. There's a reason why I left it on Steve's.
Actually, three reasons.
Yeah, I only save your photos.
One is the app came out of Russia.
Right.
Two is, according to their user agreement, by using the app, you give them a perpetual, irrevocable, royalty-free license to use, adapt, publish, distribute your user content. In all media formats.
Oh, wow.
And they own your firstborn child.
Right, and they own your firstborn child. Yep. Along with the fact that these are people who will take all of your information and to sell it to somebody.
Well, Facebook already
get it
that.
Off your phone.
Steve made a good point.
Get it off your phone.
It doesn't matter. Facebook did it years ago. We're
okay.
All screwed.
We've all been enslaved for a while now.
Seriously.
Well, you know, I'm used to it. I get a new credit card every other month.
Exactly.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Noises!
102.9 MGK.
This Saturday night, he will be performing at the Keswick Theater, and tickets are available at keswicktheater.com. His new album, Summer of Sorcery, is available at a store near you. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the deity that leads the Disciples of Soul, the one, the only, little Steven Van Zandt.
Alive and well, baby.
I gotta tell you something. Sometimes I'll sit down with music of yours, and I just sit there and go, oh, that's so nice of Steven. He made an album for me. Summer of Sorcery, dude, this is you at your core. This is better than the first album.
Well, that's what I hope would happen, you know, and it's a little bit of a miracle. I'm the first one to admit it. Because <You know? laughs> I had no plans to come back into it, you know, and to make records again. The whole thing just happened by weird circumstance, and not only is it a very satisfying album, but the tour, man, the show has been amazingly received by the audience.
This album, it's like every song is different. There's some stuff that sounds very Phil Spector-ish. There's one song that you have that all of a sudden there's like mariachi horns in the middle of it. You know, and then Soul Power Twist. I'm sorry, I could listen to that song for the rest of the summer.
Well, my influences at this point are so well integrated. It's all very, very organic. And it feels organic and feels coherent for that reason, even though it's quite diverse. Part of that, I got to give the credit to the band, because it's the first time I've ever done two records in a row with the same band. That's my dog barking.
It sounds like a Rottweiler back there, Steven.
So, all right. So let me ask you this. I want to get the answer to some internet rumors. Is the Bada Bing still open, and do you own it?
I never owned it. I wish I had. Uh-huh. I did hear that it closed. Actually,
okay.
I can't confirm or deny that, but I had read that it was closing a year or two ago. So.
All right.
I don't know.
Is there anything that you can actually say in Norwegian?
No. No. The funny part was, when I first got there, the actors were very used to improvising, you know? And I said, listen, gang, all due respect, you're improvising in Norwegian, and, you know. What are you going to do, raise your hand when it's my turn to talk?
Where does the E Street Band stand right now? And I know that the possibility of you not knowing any better than me is very good. So,
No, on the contrary, usually you know more than me. But in this case, I got to be thinking for both of us, if you will. So I'm sort of anticipating what could happen. My tour is booked through November 6th, and just in case Bruce does want to get together. So if we're in the studio in November, we got plenty of time to do that. We would probably deliver the record somewhere in January and have it out for May or so. I'm scheduling it like it may happen. So we'll see.
Folks, if you're looking for a great summer album, this is the album you got to go pick up. Get to a store. Get to a download. Somehow, Summer of Sorcery. It's Little Steven, the Disciples of Soul, who this Saturday night will be at the Keswick Theater, and tickets are available through keswicktheater.com. I will see you on Saturday, my man.
Good, man. Good. I want you to see this band, because it's going to blow your mind.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK, Little Steven Van Zandt.
That's cool, man.
There was something else I wanted to tell you here, and I can't remember what the hell it was. It had to do with Little Steven. But
he is at the Keswick.
He's at the Keswick. All right.
He works with Bruce Springsteen.
Okay, yeah.
I wonder if Bruce will show up.
Well, it's a reason to go.
I don't know.
Cross your fingers.
Why not? Hope. I mean, he's done other shows with...
He has.
Listen, maybe one of the Sopranos.
See, this is what turns into, you just saying that, turns into people going, do you hear Bruce is going to be at the Keswick on Saturday night for Little Steven Show?
Spread the chaos, Steve. Spread it.
All right, that is not true, but the folks at the Keswick really do enjoy us starting that rumor. 75 degrees outside right
now.
Spoke
to Bruce yesterday.
Cloudy, humid showers. Stafford, you get up to about 88, maybe 100 degrees. Jay Bruce.
He's injured. He has a lot of time on his hands.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
With Saturday being Moon Day, the 50th anniversary of man landing on the moon, I've been watching the series on PBS called Chasing the Moon. Oh, my God, it's spectacular. It is absolutely spectacular. It starts post World War II and goes right up through the moon landing.
I mean, it's right
and
right
after.
You are Space Boy.
I am Space Boy, and it's. But the wild part about it is there are so many things that either I forgot or never even knew happened during the course of it. And I'm watching it last night, and I'm realizing, you know what? There are so many things here, like the people who believe that the moon landing was a hoax.
Yeah.
Right. I think I finally understand why. Because NBC, because there were going to be parts of the moon landing that people weren't going to be able to see, right? So NBC set up this stage, and they had their own moon lander, and they had their own guys in the same outfits and all of this stuff. So when things were happening, NBC would cut to their staged piece.
Oh, right?
And, you know, some people believe that's probably what they thought was out in the middle of Arizona.
Is that the Stanley Kubrick thing?
No.
Because he's implicated in a lot of that. Like, he set it up.
Oh,
he
really?
Was the one that helped him with the hoax.
Oh, he may have. Yeah. He may have.
Okay.
Yeah. How well do you guys know this stuff? I mean, you know, I was there through all of it.
Right?
And there's one woman in particular who remembers that day more than anyone I know.
Right. I know the moon is in the sky.
You know the moon is in the sky.
That is about the last time I checked.
All right. You want to take a little moon fact or fiction quiz?
Yep.
Yeah, it could help.
All right, here we go. Yeah, well, let's get in the moon mood. You ready? All right. Fact or fiction? There's no sound on the moon.
Fact.
I would say.
Okay, that
in space in general.
Yeah, there's no sound.
That is correct, right?
Star Trek lied.
Except aliens.
The moon can't have earthquakes because it's has a different structure than other planets do.
I'm going to say fact.
I'm going to say fiction.
You're going to say fiction would be correct, sir. Right? It has the exact same types of earthquakes except... There are moonquakes there. All right.
It's an awesome word. It's my next band.
All right. The moon smells like gunpowder.
You know what?
That is fact.
It's so weird. I'm going to say fact.
All right. It is.
All right.
Obviously, nobody took their helmets off when they were on the moon. But when you would take a whiff of the equipment and their suits when they came back, everything smelled like gunpowder.
Put your bick away, Buzz.
If the moon suddenly ceased to exist, Earth would probably become uninhabitable.
That is true.
I would say that's true, yeah.
That is true. Yes. That is true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Hot dogs were the first thing eaten on the moon.
Whoa.
On the moon?
Well,
they landed and they had a meal.
In one of the rovers or something.
Fiction.
Hot dog. I don't think, American, Steve.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're making space hot dogs.
You think it was apple pie?
I think
in the foil packets, remember back then.
Foil packets.
Yeah. It wasn't even like REMs, you know?
I think it was Tang. I'll say MREs. Fiction. I think it was Tang.
You think it was Tang?
Yes.
Right? No, actually.
All right.
Steve's right. All right. It was bacon squares, peaches, sugar cookie cubes, pineapple, grapefruit drink, and coffee.
Okay. Nice. All right. Sounds delightful.
Here's one. I'll see if you can get this.
All right.
Buzz Aldrin's mother's maiden name was Moon.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. You know what? There's so many coincidental names in the world.
Yep.
I will say that's a fact.
That is a fact.
Yeah.
her maiden name? Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin are the two Apollo astronauts that everyone knows. Who is the third guy?
Michael Collins.
Thank you.
Wow, you guys are doing very, very good.
We're actually astronauts, by the way.
Neil paid $50,000 for a $10 million insurance policy before the mission.
Fiction.
Did they have insurance for everything back then?
I don't know. I'm going with my gut here, Dave. Fiction.
Okay.
You're going to fiction?
Yeah, no. I'm leaning that way, too.
As a matter of fact, it's complete fiction. He couldn't afford
the insurance. It existed. He just couldn't afford it.
Yeah. It existed. He couldn't afford it. None of them could afford it. They did not make a lot of money.
Oh, they're public servants.
One of the things that comes out in that special that I've been watching is one of the guys, Michael Collins' wife, right? Every time she was at a parade or something like that, she was in the same dress. And someone said to her, you know, you really should change your dress. And she goes, it's the only one I own.
Oh, wow.
Well, it was the only, like, dress-up dress she had.
That's
right?
Crazy.
But what they couldn't afford insurance. So what they did was they signed lots of pictures of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if anything went wrong, the family could sell the pictures and they would
cool.
be worth
oh,
a
wow.
lot of money.
Yeah, that's cool. Right?
Well, you guys did pretty good.
Astronauts.
All right. Well, then tomorrow we'll have to have a whole astronaut celebrate the moon landing, you know, break.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.